Before reading For the Temple, the only thing I knew about its destruction in AD 70 was, well, that it was destroyed in AD 70. Through For the Temple, you get to learn about how the Jews were in the midst of a civil war at the same time that they were defending themselves against the Romans from without. You get a physical description of the temple and the surrounding buildings. You discover that the sacrificial system continued while the civil war and the defense of the city and the temple were transpiring without. They were still sacrificing animals at the same time that they were defending the city. They were still sacrificing animals at the same time that there was a war going on within the temple. It's an amazing story. It's at this point in history that the Jewish diaspora actually commences. When Jerusalem falls and the temple falls, the Jews scatter throughout the face of the earth and do not return in large numbers until the 1800s and the early 1900s. So this is the story of the last days of the Jewish state until it is reestablished as a country in 1948.